Confessions podcast. I'm Ebony Harris.
And I'm Elisa Bokeen. And we are two brown chicks changing the face of therapy on
both sides of the couch. Today we have the lovely Candace Strother.
Strother.
I should ask you that beforehand. I don't think I got your last name.
You got it right.
Strother of Queen Life.
Love yourself first every day, okay?
Yes. I love that.
It's gonna
it was
be
from my heart.
I feel it. That's why whenever I hear it, I'm like, yes.
That's how I feel.
Self-love in my life.
We all do, yes.
It's amazing, and you've been doing some amazing things around Houston.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been awesome to watch you. I met you randomly from my friend.
We sure did. At brunch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At brunch. She was like, my friend's coming from the Leadership Institute or whatever.
Wow,
like,
talk about connections.
Right. And then how'd y'all meet?
Following each other on social media. We tried to connect for a year.
It's been a year.
Really?
A year.
And we were like, girl, I got to reschedule.
This time last year.
Yep, you're right.
Because you had reached out in the event you had gone to was like, oh, there's this great event going on. I was like, man, I'm going out of town this weekend.
Yeah, I want you to be a panelist.
Yes, that was last June. And we finally, she's like,
what event?
Share.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we talking about? What?
Got it. And we finally met in person, like,
what, like 2 months ago?
2 months ago. Like, we had stayed in contact.
But you've been my friend on social media.
I know.
You felt that kindred connection.
Yes.
You know?
And it was like, okay, we finally got to
be
in person.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I know we had talked about having her on the show, but I thought y'all had met each other. I was like, oh, that's cool that you know her as well.
It took us a year. We knew each other when we sat down and
we just talked and vibed.
Because now that I'm thinking about it, like, yeah, we only saw each other in person for the first time 2 months ago.
But it felt like y'all were
We were connected.
Definitely connected.
We were connected, yes.
That's awesome. So today we're going to talk about Queen Life, of course, but then we're also going to talk about the message behind Love Yourself First Every Day, the events you have going on, and how you are working to help people with their self-esteem, their self-love, and learning more about what they can do to better themselves all around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because you're doing a lot.
You're a real mental health advocate also.
Yes.
Like, you are always pushing the importance.
Because I see the effects firsthand.
Like, I know what happens if you don't get help.
This is what happens when you do not seek help and talk to your friends and isolate yourself. Yes,
this is true.
So I'm an advocate all day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have next week. We have our LGBTQ
webinar. Justin is going to be leading
presenting
this webinar.
Mm-hmm. And so it's up, right? It's ready, or maybe
just that last piece that you had.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll post it in the comments after this. I have one thing I have to do, and then we'll post it in there so y'all can go ahead and join and come see Justin present on the intersection between
culture and sexuality. So when culture and sexuality intersect in the therapy room, and it's really going to be a great learning experience for, as clinicians, like, how are we able to meet our clients to best be able to,
right,
to integrate all of that.
And it's going to be just an intro. We're going to have so much more regarding this topic, but Justin's kind of giving you an overview of how to handle these situations and when it does come up.
Mm-hmm. Because it is Pride Month, and
it
we still
is.
Have the promo with the shirts we wore last week. So, yeah, lots of great stuff going
on. Lots of good things going on. We're going to go ahead and get into this, and then we'll...
Because y'all got some stuff going on this weekend, too.
Yes.
Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday. We'll talk about that at the end. And Lisa did it last month, right?
Yes,
it was
has it already been a month?
A month.
Jeez.
I like that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
This is why I'm like, go down.
All right. So we're going to start with, Candace, tell us just a little bit about what Queen Life is, or how did you even get started with Queen Life?
Absolutely. So Queen Life is a self-love movement. We're dedicated to enhancing the overall well-being of women of all ages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do that through our programming, and our five core components are financial literacy, healthy relationships, civic engagement, creative expression, and mentorship. And it's a movement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is about you really loving and accepting yourself and really being authentic in that and living your truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I love about these five components is you're really giving women the tools right. to, you know, because I think a lot of times we've talked about this before, you hear self-love, right. and so much of it is us being able to have access to the resources that we need right. to live our best life.
Absolutely. Or some resources that you don't know you need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like some of your events are like, oh, I probably should go to that. I never would have thought about it or anything like that, especially like the home buying. I'm not even thinking about buying a house, but I'm always like, okay, whenever I decide, I got to go to Candy.
You have to know before you're actually ready. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And self-care it's been a lot of just throwing around the cliche of it. Ooh, self-care, girl.
Right.
It's more than getting your hair done, your nails done. It's really taking care of that inner need, that inner space. You know what I'm saying? Right.
When I first met her, I was like, my self-care needs to be worked on around the financial part.
That's right.
You know, like, so get your budget life.
You were aware of that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And understanding that does still constitute self-care.
Absolutely. Because as much as you probably help others towards self-care and to live a healthier lifestyle, healthy mental health, you know, but are you really taking care of yourself? And sometimes we are so busy doing so many things for other people, we fall by the wayside.
Oh, right. For sure. You
know, right.
For
so there are certain areas that we may be good at, but there are other areas that we still struggle with because we're giving so much to others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
That's why you need good friends to tell you, girl, slow down, boo. You ain't got to be everywhere doing everything.
Right. Absolutely.
Are you really setting aside time aside for yourself? You know, what does that look like?
I just thought of a way that you can support a friend in self-care. And let me say, this works for me. When I need to clean, I do it when my friends are around. So if my friends are like just hanging out at my house, I get up and I start cleaning while we're talking. It just makes it easier for me to do it as opposed to I'm sitting in my house by myself and I go, oh, I know I need to clean the kitchen. So that's one way I think
that. Party at Ebony's.
Right, like seriously.
Day night.
Right. If you come hang out, you're going to see me like wiping down counters, washing dishes, just because it makes it easy. Even
it's
in my room,
I'll be
like, come on, let's go hang out in my room today because I need to clean up and it's good to have somebody there while I clean up. Like
seriously.
It's a distraction.
I thought you were going to say because I had my friends help me out.
They don't have to help. Just being there helps me, though.
Yeah.
Maybe some people might need your help to actually clean. But
you
I'm staying
here. I already know what time it is.
Right. Yeah, I just want you to sit there with a glass of wine and talk to me while I clean. Like, seriously, that's all I need.
It's a distraction. Like I said, it's kind of like watching TV while you're doing it, but you're engaged with others. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It works for me.
Awareness.
I don't know if it works for anybody else. Maybe just have them come help you clean. But anyway, that was random. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the nonprofit side of Queen Life.
Yeah, so we have programming, and like we're doing the mental wellness walk on Saturday, but the nonprofit is really helping people with life tools, right? So one of the programs, Life Class, that's our financial literacy component, and we had a big focus on home ownership this year, and I really believe that home ownership is a tool to build wealth. It can be.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the right tools in obtaining your home and maintaining your mortgage and budgeting. So for me, I was in finance for 15 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I felt like within Queen Life, if I'm going to help people, I need to add a financial literacy component. Because I saw so many people that were like clueless when it came to credit, budgeting, or just maintaining for their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a need, you know?
Yeah.
So that's definitely one of the programs that I feel like are helping so many people. Another program is Project Mona Lisa, and that's my baby.
Yeah.
So Project Mona Lisa, if you're familiar, of course you're familiar with the Mona Lisa painting.
Right.
There was attempts of vandalism, but despite those attempts, it never decreased in its value. So how we translate that into our self-worth, no matter what adversities we've gone through, the pain, the trauma, that doesn't decrease who we are and our value.
Right.
So I developed a six. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, they tried it.
Right.
But it does not.
They tried it.
But still I rise.
Right.
Still I rise.
Yes.
Still worthy.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I created a 6-week program that we're going to pilot in October. Yes, Prep. So I'm super excited about that. Anybody wants more information or wants to incorporate Project Mona Lisa in their school, make sure you contact me.
That's
fantastic. I love that.
Congratulations on that.
Appreciate that.
So what life events happened that led you to Queen Life?
Girl. Everybody don't say it in blue.
She's like, like, I need something to tell
me. Listen, oh my God. So like I said, I worked in finance and, you know, I have a marketing degree. So I had all these dreams. I'm like, oh girl, I'm about to work for BET, MTV, doing product placement, branding. But when I graduated, I was hired by a bank, you know, and that was like the only job offer I had out of so many applications.
Mm-hmm. You were like, this isn't as sexy as I graduated.
But I'm blessed to have that experience because it taught me about financial literacy. So fast forward, really applied to several jobs, couldn't get out of that industry, was feeling like I wasn't tapping into my purpose. You know, and I watched my dad suffer from depression. You know, just brilliant person, very smart, very intelligent, but couldn't quite find his purpose in life. And I saw the effects that that played on him.
Right.
So I felt myself going through that same cycle. And I knew that if I didn't create something that would lift me out of that cycle of depression, it would just evolve into something worse. So Queen Life was my reconnection to myself and my worth and me knowing that I needed more self-love and more self-acceptance. So that's what has helped me. And I'm still dealing, you know, bouts of depression, being an entrepreneur. Feel like you got to save the world. Am I doing enough?
By yourself the right things?
Yeah. By yourself. So, you know, it's still for me having to reflect on what it means and the why that I created it.
Remembering the why, I think.
Remember your why. And sometimes you have to have different whys.
Exactly.
For different seasons in your life.
I was going to say, whys evolve.
They totally
do evolve. They do.
And they sometimes, the why may be there, but how we accomplish the why, we might have a vision of what we think that why is going to, you know, we're going to achieve that why, or not achieve the why, but what's driving us and what we're trying to create may then look differently. Maybe the why stays the same. It's like, oh, like you said, you know, I thought it was going to be sexy. I was going to be on BT.
Right,
and,
you know, right.
And then it's like, oh.
I'm kind of cute. I'm right. Somebody's a war shower.
Right. way that you were led to the work that you're doing now, the why is still there.
It's still there, but a whole different path. You know, Queen Life has evolved even from when I first sat down and journaled the vision. You know, and you have different people that give you input, or you should do this, you should do that. How about do this? But at the end of the day, you have to stay true to your vision.
Right, yeah.
If they want to enhance it and help you get there, great. But don't give in to, you should do this and switch this whole thing up.
Right.
Stay true to why you're doing this.
Right. So I'm curious a little bit about, for you struggling with depression and choosing to create this organization that is about self-love and getting yourself out of that, how you mentioned like entrepreneurship and how that can be a whole other monster in itself. So for you, how is it knowing that you're working on this project, but then being an entrepreneur and having those moods and just things affecting you and the stress, how have you been able to kind of balance like, okay, my persona is self-love, but sometimes
it ain't very loving.
It ain't.
You know, and I really have to balance and ground myself because you deal with so many insecurities.
Yes.
And being an entrepreneur, like, is this good enough? What do people think? Am I letting these people down?
Yes.
So it's so much added pressure.
Right.
That it's a deeper depression. When you go through your moments of like feeling down, you really go through them.
Right.
Yes.
You know, people think entrepreneurship, oh, you're free. But it's a cost for everything.
Oh, for sure.
But what are you willing to do to balance, you know, and have to be mindful? You know, okay, I need to disconnect. I need to go to a spa. I need to take a trip and just be at peace, completely turn my phone off.
Yeah.
You know, call somebody if I have to cry it out.
Yeah.
I've never cried this much in my life.
That's I'm so real. Glad. But that's what I was going to say. It's like, I'm so glad that we're having this conversation because it is true, you know, entrepreneurship, and I think you have a certain type of personality to be even an entrepreneur. You know, we have a certain type of personality where we set those goals to be something, you know? And so it's not always pretty.
And
I love that you, because someone that might see you and like, that's the queen.
Oh, she was. She's like, going out of town.
Right.
Listen, y'all don't even know. I'm going to be at home like, oh, Lord, help. You know, you just have to trust. Because you don't, it's so many things that you don't know. Like, you don't know how everything's going to play out. You just hope for the best.
Yes, that's the thing about it. You don't know. The possibilities, yes, they're great. But, you know, the behind the scenes of what's keeps you going, and you're like, oh, damn, okay, well, we got to keep going. Yeah. It is a lot.
And a lot of your relationships shift.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yes. And think, friendships that you've had for years, you're like, wow, I didn't really think that we would be in this space. Mm-hmm. But because you're evolving, right. And, you know, you're having to dedicate more time to the mm-hmm. business.
Yes.
You don't have time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're just disconnected. You're right. In your own mm-hmm. space yep. that you're like, oh, I really want to be there, but I don't have it in me right now.
I don't have it in me. And yes, you do get that pushback. And it's like, well, you're too busy.
But, right. You change.
Like, damn.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you liked me when I was sad.
Right.
At
right.
work.
Right.
And didn't have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
We were cool.
Right.
You know, but once you really start to accept yourself and come into yourself more, things change.
They really,
you
really
have to
do.
Accept that.
Right.
They really
and
do.
When you want to make a bigger impact on the world, sometimes you get, I don't want to say lost in that, but I'm trying to do something bigger than what I'm currently doing. So that means I have to do things a lot different than what I've been doing them. And sometimes it's difficult for people to understand that.
Because they take it personal.
Yeah.
They do.
It's, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, didn't tell you about it because you're too busy now, you know? And I'm like,
right.
Okay. Like, that feels real personal.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
my busyness was, you know, something.
Towards you.
Towards you.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you know? And I think, especially when you do the type of work like you do, where you're outputting
mm-hmm. a lot.
Outputting, and then at the end of the day, you're just like, I don't even have the bandwidth to output, but in a way that's not even like work related. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Where it might just be like a fun phone call with a friend, but you're like, I'm spent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
True. And you know, as an entrepreneur, like, you have losses, you have wins. It is important to count all the wins, you know?
Right.
Don't focus on this didn't go right. Like, what went right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Balance it.
Yeah. Because
it goes up and down.
Oh, yes.
It's life.
Yeah.
It's life. 100%. Yes.
And even when you reach certain success, that does not mean that those issues are going to stop.
Absolutely.
So last week, we just saw two very clear examples
right.
of you can get to the pinnacle or whatever the case may be of what other people may deem as success
right.
and still struggle. And so it's, how does your mission and the goal of Queen Life, how is that helping people that may still, even once they get to this certain level, just understanding that that doesn't mean just because I have prestige, I have money, I have all these things, doesn't mean that I'm able to kind of let go of my own self-love
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
now I'm getting it from other people. You still have to have that.
I think they are able to understand it's a constant reminder
mm-hmm.
and it's constant work that you have to do to really love who
mm-hmm.
you are. Money doesn't erase your trauma
right.
or your deep-rooted pain that could be really passed on from your dad, your
mm-hmm.
grandmother, her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same things that I'm dealing with. Like, there was pain that was never resolved
right.
amongst these people
yep. Yep.
who are no longer here.
Right.
And the awareness is for me to really deal with it now. Because I got to break
yeah.
these chains. I got to
yeah.
break the cycle of depression, of not feeling good enough, not feeling like, oh my God, like, I'm not tapping into my purpose. My life is wasting away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't get that money. You don't get that $1 million, six figure, whatever, and feel like everything is perfect.
Right. Right.
You know, because then you have, it's more money, more problems.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Well, and I think that's part of what leads to kind of what you said earlier, the deeper depression, is because we, as much as we hear it, we still have in our minds, once I reach a certain
mm-hmm.
level of success, it's going to be good.
Right.
And what you hear a lot of times is people reach that and there's still this emptiness.
Absolutely.
And then it's like, oh, well, then if this wasn't going to fill that emptiness, what now?
Right.
And so much of that goes back to what you're talking about, is the ongoing nurturing of self that is not contingent about on what's outside of us.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And Queen Life builds community
mm-hmm.
because we're all connected. So when you suffer, I feel it.
Right.
So when we come together in support and not jealousy, not tearing each other down, it really allows all of us to feel a different type of peace.
Absolutely. Really empowering one another.
Yeah. In a real way.
Mm-hmm.
Not like women empowerment. Yeah.
Right.
You're my sister. No, but I really like you.
Right.
Like, I rock
with
you.
I like, yeah.
Y'all gonna bring my gangsta out. Shout out to Park Hill,
yeah.
Denver, Colorado.
That is
yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Like, I really like you. Like, I really like your energy. I really like what you offer to the world.
Right.
You know?
That connection is there.
And it doesn't take away from who I am.
Right. Like, I like how I feel when I'm around you. Right. That's what people want to know. Like, how do I feel when I'm around you?
How do I feel when I'm around you?
Yeah. And you can't fake that.
It's like, like, some energies just don't connect.
Right. Definitely.
And it's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's okay. But the awareness is important because it's always, it's not you all the time.
Yes.
You walk into a room and you're like, I feel really awkward and weird.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily you.
Right. Right.
So just be introspective, you know?
That's so, while you're talking about that, I want to ask Alisa about your experience with the mental health walk. Because I do feel like there are organizations where I have went to an event. It's supposed to be like a community, or it's supposed to be, you know, like I've joined an organization and it's like, oh, it's a new members event. We're going to have everybody there. And I walk in and nobody talks to me. And I'm an introvert. So I'm just going to sit here and order my drink. And then I'm going to leave. But all these people are
networking.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm curious how you have cultivated it to be different. And then I was just curious about your experience with it as well.
Well, Queen Life is a different experience within itself. It's an honest experience. So I encourage people, like, get to know someone you don't know. Because I'm an introvert. I'm shy. Like, I'm an only child. I can really be by myself and be cool. Like, oh, you good? You good? Yeah. Okay, I'll be over here.
Right.
But I have to, you know, grow above that and evolve. You know, because we're a community. So you never know, like, that connection you made, whether it's business or professional or personal, like, what that can evolve to by you just being yourself and showing up.
Absolutely. And and the event, I think, is so much the way that you lead. Because the women are very welcoming. And, like, that was one of the things that struck me that day was it's your leadership, I think, also that really sets the tone for, you know, that encouragement of, like, talk to someone else. And because your sincerity comes through with that. So I think a big part of that is whatever organization it is, what is the leadership? How is the leadership leading? Not just in these are our missions, this is our mission statement on our website,
right.
But how do I lead when I'm there? And that was one thing that we talked about that day, because you're like, I'm actually, like, really introverted. I'm like,
if you really know me, like, I'm not that person that's very outspoken amongst a group. Like, I'm one-on-one.
Right.
Connection, right? That's easy for me.
Me too, yeah.
Like, I'd be on stage like,
Right.
But I think it's important to just be yourself.
Yeah.
And show up, you know. And me putting myself out here with Queen Life, that's like, what doesn't scare you is not going to allow you to grow.
Right.
Yes.
So I really want to grow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
And I think you made a good point with, you know, you do certain things that make you uncomfortable because you know it's better for you and better for the community.
Absolutely. It's beyond me.
Right. I think people don't think I'm an introvert because I do so much in front of the camera, podcasts, events. And I'm like, I do that because this is something that I want to be better at. And it's something I know that helps other people.
Yeah.
Not because it's my favorite thing to do.
What would I rather be doing?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. They know I'm always trying to have a meeting in my house. Like, let's just do an online meeting real quick.
When she told me she was an introvert, I was like, what?
Right.
I'm like,
you?
She's like, girl, no, I'm you. I'm like,
and now you know, because I'll be like, don't talk to them. You got it.
You guys are right. Great.
No, yeah, we are.
But, you know, we could turn it on when we need to.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
I could show up.
I've spoken at several places, and I'm fine with that, but it's not my favorite. You know,
is it natural? No.
No.
Not really.
And well, y'all are good at it then, because I feel like it's natural on, like, because it doesn't feel forced. Like I said, that day when you were talking, I'm like, wow, you have just such a presence about you and the way that you're leading. So then when you said that, I was like, you did that too one of the times. That you it was like when you did that impromptu at the AP, not the APA, but that psychology conference. And I was like,
hold up.
Like, you know.
And probably 2 seconds before, I was like, oh my God, what is happening? I don't even know. Oh my God.
What
do
you gotta do?
Well, I think that's part of the authenticity of what y'all believe in, though.
Right.
Yes.
Right? Like, so I think that's what facilitates you able to just, like, I don't know what I just said, but, you know, it's like, but I think that's how you know when somebody is authentic in what their intentions are, because if you are introverted, like, y'all are really good at
it. It's it's a spiritual thing too. You're like, you're like, okay, God, use me in the way that you desire me to be used.
Yes.
For me personally. Yes. So, you know, when I can't show up, there's my source showing up.
Right. I love that. Right. Yeah. It's going to happen. It'll come out how it's supposed to. And I think that's, I probably wouldn't use those words, but exactly what you said. Whatever's supposed to come out is going to come out.
Right.
And so I can prepare, I can do what I can, but sometimes when you put on the spot, you especially when you know your stuff, right? This is something I'm passionate about. This is something I care about. So I know that I can just...
And it may come out differently every time I
talk. Exactly.
So what's Queen like?
Keeps it interesting. It'll keep it interesting. Yeah,
that's part of the evolution. Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely. So tell us about your struggles as a woman entrepreneur. Like, how, mental health.
Which one? Where you want to start, girl?
Listen, yeah.
Like, this is a free session. Love me, y'all. Y'all want to come to
we jumping in. It's not a session.
Therapy live session.
I got stuff to say. It's not a
session. So, you know what's crazy? Just up and down in your emotion. Like, okay, number one, am I doing this right? I don't, it's so many things that I didn't know that I didn't know that was like, oh, I should have thought about that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And then one of the things that really took a toll on me was a hurricane. Mm. You know, like my family, they live in Port Arthur and that area just kind of completely got wiped out for lack of better words. And they lost cars, houses, family homes that have been in the family for like 40 years plus 60 years actually.
Right.
And just seeing my family go through so much devastation really took a toll on me. Because here I am trying to figure it out.
Right.
Like, I just left my job. You know, and my job was cool. Like, I really enjoyed my coworkers. My manager was really sweet. But I had to deal with that, the hurricane, and the loss of everybody's personal things, momentum, you know, momentum items that... Just, it really affected me.
Right.
It totally just put me in a deeper space of, okay, I really don't know what I'm doing. And now I can't necessarily financially support or help because I'm making sure that my bills are paid and mortgage and XYZ. So it put me in a lot of despair. You know, it was hard.
I didn't realize that was when, because you weren't, you left the...
I worked in finance until February of last year. So, you know, it was like 6 months later.
Yeah.
And I'm still figuring things out.
Yes.
And then, bam.
Yeah.
Wow. Right in the middle of all
right.
that.
Right. So, like, I'm just now coming back to normal a little bit. But, you know, you just got to hold tight. Like, don't give up.
Yeah.
So stay mindful of your why. And, you know, that everything, life happens. Yeah. And you just got to roll with it. And it just shows you your resilience.
Right. And that you can be a support to other people without necessarily being a financial support. Because I feel like sometimes we go directly to finances.
Right. Like, what can I do?
How can I pay for this? How can I help? As opposed to like, okay, I got it. So what do you need from me now?
Right.
And it teaches you that you have more value. Especially, I feel like sometimes in our culture, or not once in our culture, but when you grow up a certain way and, you know, family struggles and things like that. It's like, okay, I'm gonna get money and help them. I'm gonna get money and do this. Mm-hmm. But then when you don't have it, it's like, all right, so what else do you need? I ain't got the money.
Exactly.
I can drive you where you need to go. Yeah. I can come and help you clean up, or you know, like
you know, things it, like it created an opportunity because we created Queen Life Cares.
Mm-hmm.
So I raised funds and we were able to help 10 families.
Oh, wow,
we
that's
gave
fantastic.
Them gift cards, Target, Walmart to kind of get toiletries, some of the thing, cleaning supplies. We went there and cleaned up. So it was an opportunity. And you have to turn adversity into opportunity.
Right.
I love that.
So as you're dealing with the difficulties and dramas of being an entrepreneur, what do you do? What's your self-care routine to help you through it?
Get on a flight. It's like, I'm out. I don't buy new clothes like that, no shoes. I like to travel. I love to see the world. I like to experience new places, eat different foods. Mm-hmm. Like, that has been something that keeps me just on the up.
Mm.
And it gives me something to look forward to. Like, gosh, there's just so much in the world to see.
Yeah.
So many different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And that really excites me. I love live music. Excited about Lettuce really geeked about the concert. But I love art, you know, a lot of music, art, travel.
Mm-hmm.
And on a personal note, just being outside, like walking amongst nature.
Right.
And that was really the catalyst behind the mental wellness walk, because it helped me. It gave me that zen. It gave me that moment to breathe, right. to walk, to get exercise, mm-hmm. to really, you know, keep being be mindful of my health
yeah.
and my wellness
right.
and clarity. Mm-hmm. So it created peace and balance for me.
Mm-hmm. Really feeding your soul with all of these activities.
Right.
That's
totally.
I like that you're saying that because I think so often people get stuck in trying to figure out what type of activities are self-care.
Right.
And you're saying, I know what works for me.
Right, right. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You can drive to Galveston, drive mm-hmm. to Hill Country.
I'm in Galveston like every other weekend.
Yeah, just sometimes. At the beach, wind blowing in my hair.
It needs to be. See, I keep saying, like, that's our beachfront view for now.
I could do that.
Yeah, because it's just, I know when I'm having like an extra, like just week, I'm like, I know me, I just go, I sit in front of the ocean.
There you go.
Don't even need to get in. But I just know once I go, I'm like, ooh, I just need to get in front of it and just release. Like that's what works for me.
Right.
Meditation too. Mm-hmm. No matter where you are, just being able to ground yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your safe space and just use that as your model for grounding. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a beach, whether it's outdoors, your backyard.
Right.
So
yeah, I love it.
That's awesome. So we talked about why you felt like finance was such a big part of what needed to be a part of Queen Life. So how do you think financial literacy and mental health go together?
Oh, all day. Because when you're stressed about your finances, mm-hmm. when you're stressed about how am I going to eat today?
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
It's not even about how you're going to buy your new car
right.
or your house, but like just life things.
How am
right?
I going to pay for the rent?
Essential things that you need in life.
Yeah.
It doesn't add to a quality of life that you deserve.
Exactly.
So just me working in that space, I was able to see people really struggle. And it's not like they didn't make decent money, they just did not know how to manage it. And if you're taught how to mismanage your money, you got things in your name, your credit that were put on there before you were of age to get credit. It's not allowing you to really be successful in developing your credit, so you're having to repair just like on an emotional level, right
yeah.
Like I'm having to repair some of the damage that was done before I even existed. Same thing with your finances, and you have to break that cycle of lack, you know. Make the most of what you get. Balance.
Right.
You know, what are your priorities? Do you need this? Do you need that? Is it a want versus a need?
Right.
That's kind of what you just said. Like, I'm not going to be the one buying the new clothes and the new shoes.
I love fashion.
Right.
All day.
But you're like, but my coins, priority
absolutely.
Are, I want to travel.
I want to travel. Mm-hmm. I wear the same Queen Life tees.
And you look
good. I got one every color.
Right. I was about to say.
That's how we are with that.
If y'all see me at any speaking engagement, it's probably a melanin mental health t-shirt and some jeans. Because
right.
that is what I do. But
yeah. Comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's me. It represents me.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So being able to make finances a priority as well as your mental health, because it does impact you and it does affect it.
It all works together.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and I think what you do is so similar to what we do. It's like, what are the resources for it? How do we empower you to, if we know that it's, okay, mental health is a priority and financial literacy is a priority, and now help me, the how-to piece, which is what you do with your
But even taking away the shame of the decisions you probably made with financial, you know, your finances in the past, and just saying, like, look, it is what it is, and let's figure out how to get better.
And it's not your fault all the time. You're just not given the tools
right.
to make better decisions.
It's the access. You're helping people have the access to this information.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's important.
That's a huge thing, is access to information, but then the incorrect information we were taught growing
right.
up.
Right.
Right.
Like, there were certain decisions that our parents made for us.
Like, oh,
right.
I'm not going to pay the whole bill. I'm just going to put something towards
exactly.
it. So the lights stay on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it does not. You get late fees.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay out the credit card. I'll just pay it all at once. But I know it's due. Well, you get late fees.
Right.
And it's bad on your credit. But if you don't know those things.
Right.
You know,
well, and we had that conversation about the emotional piece that goes with finances.
Absolutely.
That I think sometimes we have a lot of information, and then what you just mentioned, the shame, right? Like there's shame or there's fear, and a lot of that has to do with whatever stuff, you know, we accumulated, you know, be it growing up, being as an adult, or whatever messages we received around money.
Absolutely.
It's so interesting that all these topics tend to be so taboo.
Right.
And I think I'm proud of us for being the strong one. Not that everybody else wasn't strong.
Right.
They just had a different way of showing their strength, which was kind of covered up in most cases.
Yeah.
But we're the strong ones standing up for these things that we want to change.
Right.
Because we see the effects. We see how it's just not allowing anybody to rise above their environment, their community.
Right.
And I think that we've talked about before, when you are sort of the first person to try and do things differently, it's that much harder.
It is.
Because it hasn't been modeled for you. And what you keep saying is we're undoing a lot
damage.
Of stuff that has been passed on, and we're carrying pain and wounds, ours and in addition to whatever was passed on.
Ebony and I were talking about how pain and depression is in your DNA, especially if your parents suffered from it. And I think that's so true, because I feel it. Like, you know, sometimes I'll be angry, like, why am I so mad?
Yes.
Unprocessed pain. Not only my pain, but
the pain of
the pain before, you know.
And before and before and before. Yeah. I was having that this week. I was like, why am I in such a bad
mood?
I was telling Ebony this morning, I'm like, I am just in a bad
mood. Don't nobody. It's one thing that can happen is going to set me up.
Right.
Yes. But we have to be able to just channel and just work through that.
Yes.
Yeah, know how to bring yourself down.
Bring yourself down.
So that you know. Get that beat in your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Guided meditation. Right, whatever you need.
Deep breath. 10 deep breaths.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite resource or book that you feel like will help others?
Super Soul Sunday.
I love
podcast.
Super Soul. Yes. Oh, yeah, the podcast is
easy.
Great.
It's so, I love it.
Okay.
I love the speakers. I love their insight. I think it makes you think. It gives you a different perspective. Brene Brown is one of my favorite speakers.
Right.
She's super dope.
Yeah.
Very much so. She has she talks a lot about being vulnerable, and that's something that I've definitely struggled with and still working through, because I looked at it as a weakness.
Right. Most people do.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's really being yourself.
Like,
if you ask me how I'm doing, I need to be honest with you.
Right.
Like, I hate today.
Yes. Today's
today is not a good one.
Yes.
I wanted to say something else.
Right. You can say it.
Yeah.
You can say it. Yeah.
So, like, it just, those resources, you're in your car, put on Super Soul Sunday.
Yes. Which is, for those that don't know, that's Oprah's, from Oprah's own network.
Absolutely. So, that's definitely something that's helped me out.
Okay. So, what makes you dope?
Oh, I'm dope.
Yes, you are. I mean, look at her.
I'm dope.
Yes.
No, so, I just think that I'm a really cool person. Like, if I didn't know me, I would be like, I'm myself. Like, you know, I'm not the girliest girl. I like to rap. I like sports. Like, I just like being different.
Yeah.
And I like accepting myself more.
Right.
The older I get, I'm like, girl, you are who you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Right.
You know?
I love that. We ask you what makes you dope. We ask therapists what makes them dope therapists. And I think that's such a cool question, because sometimes we forget to love on ourselves.
Right.
We're just so awesome about ourselves.
Right.
We're going to talk about why we dope.
We trail.
Yes. I think we ever asked that question.
Exactly.
That's a great question.
No, yeah.
I like it.
So why do you think therapy is dope?
Listen. If I wasn't in therapy, shout out to my therapist. You know who you are. Thank you, because you have been helping me.
Mm-hmm. That's so rewarding, too, as a therapist.
Oh,
I'll just say, like, that's so affirming. Like,
I hope she watches this, because she's really been just great, giving me tools and resources that I can apply to real life.
I love that.
And I feel like she understands me. Like, she's relating to me, and I'm not feeling blamed or judged. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just important to have somebody to talk to, and that they can give you tangible resources.
Right.
Because I've been able to use that in moments where I'm heated and it could go a whole nother direction.
You gotta remember what she said.
I'm like, you know what? I'm paid out of pocket for this.
Somebody
using tools.
That makes sense. So how are you working to change the mental health game for minority communities?
Mental wellness walks, mm-hmm. having the conversation.
Yes.
Us feeling more like community instead of isolated. Because mm-hmm. we isolate ourselves, you know. Yeah. A lot of times we're overlooked because we overlook ourselves first.
Yeah.
So we have to connect and just have honest conversations. Take advantage of events that you feel like, oh, these are like-minded people, mm-hmm. positive energy, mm-hmm. let me attend, mm-hmm. you know, let me support this person's business.
Mm-hmm.
Encouraging, if you think about your friend that, you know, she comes to mind, call her. She may need a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that comes to mind, just take the time to check in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and just being honest with my struggle of depression and not feeling worthy at times and adversity. I think that allows people to say, wow, okay.
Yes.
I can be myself and mm-hmm. be honest about these things I go through.
Right.
Especially, yeah. again, I think when people, when they only see one version of you, like, so someone might come across your social media and be like, oh my goodness, like, she's got it all together, she's gorgeous, she's in Paris, she's, you know, like, she's leading. And then to be able to still say, and... I go to therapy and I struggle with depression and I have insecurities. It's like, these are the conversations that we need to have.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And support each other, love on each other more.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
You know, you're not my competition. Like, we could do this together.
Exactly.
I need y'all.
Right.
Exactly. Right. You know, how do we support each other? How do we build each other up, all of it on ourselves?
That's that abundance mindset.
Right.
Yes. Breaking all chains of lack. Right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, I think that's it. Thank you so much.
Yes. So this weekend, mental wellness.
So we're going to have our mental wellness walk. Ebony is going to be our guest.
Yes.
And give us life skills, mm-hmm. life tools towards mm-hmm. mental wellness. Herman Park, 8 a.m. We're going to meet at Lot C, which is between Herman and Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you're there 8 a.m. We pretty much start on time. We do an affirmation mm-hmm. stretch in the morning. We say a few words, and then we go on our journey. It's about a 2.5-mile walk.
Mm-hmm.
We come back, and we'll have a special activity this time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a special,
special
event. So make sure you guys are there. You don't have to RSVP. Just show up on time. Trader Joe's is actually donating water and breakfast bars.
So nice.
I'm excited.
Nice.
About that.
Awesome. And it's a beautiful park. It's so funny because I've been to the park so many times, but I never did the walk.
Oh, you never walked it?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's beautiful. Like, this is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've never done the whole walk. You know, you just go, come back. But it's beautiful.
It's my favorite park.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's giving me a lot of grounding and clarity.
Awesome. Love it.
So how do they follow you on social media?
Absolutely. Make sure you check out Instagram, QueenLife1, Facebook, Queen Life, Inc., and go to our website, QueenLife.org, mm-hmm. and let's stay connected. Subscribe.
Yes.
You'll get on our mailing list so you find out about any function that we have going on, and join the membership.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Join the membership.
Yes. I was thinking, oh, man.
Membership is easy. It's just allowing you to have touch points. We have members events that are mm-hmm. exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100 for the year for right now.
All right. Get in while you can.
Get in while the stock is
low. Right, exactly. Exactly.
So we're looking to evolve. I would love to see Queen Life in Denver. That's my hometown.
Mm.
I used to live in Las Vegas. Would love to do a chapter there. DC, one of my favorite cities. So you're growing this movement now by becoming a member.
We need to get on the road with you. I'm like, let's go to Denver. Yes, let's go to Vegas.
Let's do it.
There's
nothing stopping us but us.
Exactly. That sounds amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes. We are so excited to have Candace here. This is such a good episode.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Of course. Of course. We appreciate you coming.
Yeah.
So, y'all, make sure y'all follow Melanin and Mental Health across social media at Melanin and Mental Health, on Twitter at Melanin Health, and go to melaninandmentalhealth.com for the merchandise. To sign up for the directory.
If you are a therapist,
make sure you sign up for the directory.
Especially the male therapists.
Yes.
We are putting out a special request. We get requests regularly from people DMing us, inboxing us, wanting to know where the male clinicians are at. And so let them know where you're at. Let them know how they can get connected to you. There's so many people, like I said, a week does not go by without us getting regular inquiry.
Right. And check out the Queer Center shirts we have at melaninandmentalhealth.com/shop or shop. Melanin Motel is on the website. We have our Core Center shirts for the rest of the month, and you can get a discount with the word PRIDE, all capital letters. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and make sure we'll have the link in the comments of this, and as well as the podcast when I post it on Monday to go to attend the webinar.
Yes.
So I think that's all we got.
For now.
For now. Yes. We will see y'all next week.
All right. Bye. Bye.